My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey everyone, today we're diving into a really powerful story about resilience. It's a journey that starts with an incredible friendship, spirals into a betrayal that is almost impossible to imagine, and then, somehow, finds its way to redemption and hope.
16 years. Let's just let that sink in for a second. That's the bedrock of this entire story. We're not talking about a casual acquaintance here. This is a huge chunk of someone's life, a bond that was built on what seemed to be this deep, unbreakable well of trust.
And the author puts it perfectly right here, sacred foundation. This tells you everything. This friendship wasn't just about sharing secrets or having fun. It was a sanctuary, a safe space in the world that felt absolutely solid.
So let's dig into that 16-year bond a little more. What did it actually look like? What did it feel like before everything went so wrong?
Well, it had all the pieces you'd expect from a lifelong friendship. You know, countless shared experiences that tied their lives together. The kind of unwavering support that gets you through the tough times. Constant laughter, which is just the best, right? And underneath it all, a real, deep, mutual respect. It was the whole package.
But then, things started to change. And it wasn't some big, dramatic explosion at first. The author describes it as these subtle threads being pulled from a beautiful, intricate tapestry. Little shifts in behavior, a weird distance, things that you might ignore, but they were hints of something much darker going on.
And that brings us to the betrayal itself. This is the moment where that sacred foundation we talked about doesn't just get a crack in it, it completely implodes.
Yeah, this didn't just end in a big argument or a falling out. It escalated to the most shocking thing you can imagine, an attempted murder. And it was planned by the very person who was once that trusted friend. The author's whole world was just plunged into darkness and fear.
Just look at this transformation. It's an absolute, total reversal of everything the friendship used to be. Every good thing was replaced by its dark opposite. Trust became attempted murder. Support was twisted into these horrible mind games. Laughter was replaced by bizarre accusations of witchcraft. And that sanctuary, it became the source of all the fear.
So what happens after a betrayal that absolute? Where do you even go from there? Well, the story moves into the aftermath, which was just this period of intense loss and a really chilling, deep isolation.
And that isolation got so much worse because of something the author calls gang stalking. The nightmare didn't just stop with one person. It grew into this wider campaign of harassment that actually pulled in other people from the community. Imagine how terrifying that would be, not knowing who you could trust at all.
And in the middle of all this chaos, there was another devastating loss. It's represented by just one number, six. Six beloved dogs who weren't just pets, they were family. And this quote just hits you right in the gut. It shows you what that number really meant. In a world that had suddenly turned against them, these companions were everything. Losing them just piled on more grief, leaving the author feeling completely and utterly alone. Now, when you're faced with that much loss and betrayal, it would be so easy to just give up, to just sink into despair. But that's where the story takes a turn. This is about moving from being a victim to actively fighting back. This whole quest for accountability, it wasn't just about winning in court. It was actually part of the healing process. It was a way of taking back control, of refusing to stay a victim. It was about turning all that pain into purpose, even though it was an incredibly difficult and challenging road. And through that fight, some incredibly important lessons were learned. The author discovered this deep well of resilience they never even knew they had. They learned just how critical it is to advocate for yourself, to be your own biggest defender. And maybe most powerfully, they found a unique kind of strength that you can only find when you're forced to stand completely alone.
And this really gets to the heart of the final part of this story. When everything you thought was true, trust, friendship, safety, is just destroyed, where do you even start to pick up the pieces and rebuild?
And that brings us to the last chapter of this journey, the most hopeful part, the path to healing to forgiveness, and finally, to a new beginning. For the author, that first step towards rebuilding was finding a new kind of sanctuary. And in the absolute depths of despair, they turned to their faith in Jesus. Prayer became a refuge from all the chaos, this unshakable anchor that gave them comfort and strength when the world was offering none.
So you can really see how this healing journey unfolded in these different stages. It started with faith, then it was fueled by that fight for justice, and then it led to what was probably the hardest step of all, forgiveness. Every single one of these steps was essential to finally being able to build a new foundation.
And this is such a critical realization. The author understood that forgiveness wasn't about letting the other person off the hook for what they did, not at all. It was an act of self-liberation. It was a way to let go of the anger and the pain that was tying them to that trauma. By choosing to forgive, they took their power back.
So what does that rebuilt future even look like? Well, it looks like being open to new friendships, but this time built on real trust and respect. It means looking at the scars not as wounds, but as reminders of how strong you are. And it means truly believing that even after the absolute worst storm, hope can and will bloom again.
And so, this whole story leaves us with this one powerful question. It suggests that strength isn't about avoiding pain. It's about how we manage to weave together our darkest moments and our greatest blessings into something that proves just how resilient we can be.